Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. A note from Region 1 Superintendent Lisa Carter. Several members of the North Canaan Elementary School family, including a parent and three students, tested positive for coronavirus. The students have not been in school since the onset of symptoms. However, based on the information that they received regarding the onset of symptoms for those students, they're closing three classroom cohorts for in-person learning for a portion of this week. The students in those cohorts will remain at home as distance learners and will return to school for in-person learning on Thursday, January 21st. Which will complete the preferred 14-day quarantine period as recommended by the CDC. The classroom cohorts that will learn from home on Tuesday and Wednesday are as follows: Mrs. Bradley's first grade classroom, Mrs. Scavuto's classroom, all 7th and 8th grade students. Mrs. Bradley and Mrs. Scavuto, as well as the 7th and 8th grade teachers, will communicate with families with regard to login and schedule information. Siblings first, 7th, 8th graders should come to school on Tuesday. A story by Ruth Epstein over the weekend in the Republican American. Cornwall hopes to vote on updated sewer system in the spring. The Water and Sewer Study Committee still hopes to hold that referendum. The group is seeking to install a modern public sewer system in West Cornwall, where there are now many substandard wells and septic tanks. The thought is such a plant would help revitalize the village by attracting new businesses and residents to the town, as well as address pollution concerns. During a meeting last week, First Selectman Gordon Ridgway said the schedule will include informational meetings, a hearing, and a town meeting that will adjourn to a referendum. The Columbia County DMV is closed due to possible COVID exposure. The Columbia County building on Warren Street in Hudson was closed Friday because of that possible exposure. The County Clerk's Office, Department of Motor Vehicles, and Real Property Departments were closed Friday and are scheduled now to reopen tomorrow for their regular business hours after the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. The building will reopen after it's been thoroughly cleaned by the facilities department staff. In Red Hook, school board members' remarks put the district now into the spotlight for racism, a story by Emily Sakhar, which is in the In My Backyard post, Facebook post last weekend by an elected Board of Education member who described false equivalence between Black Lives Matter protests in the summer and the riot that left five people dead at the U.S. Capitol have inflamed parents and students inside the Red Hook Central School District, where concerns hit a boiling point last Wednesday evening. Dozens expressed sadness, disgust, and anger, and demanded action by the board. Compounding the upset over the social media post by board member Jenna Seeley are separate revelations of past racist and anti-Semitic activities at the high school that came to light through a Facebook post by a recent Red Hook alumni, Casey Shea. Shea posted photos of yearbook content, including drama club productions, graded classroom projects, and Halloween blackface costumes condoned, authorized, or orchestrated by the school district personnel between 2006 and 2020. A yearbook includes a photo of a student carrying a large Trump 2020 Make America Great banner inside a high school classroom. The Connecticut state deficit has been erased. That according to a new projection. New revenue estimates on Friday erased a projected budget deficit for the current fiscal year and slashed a previously estimated $4.3 billion shortfall, almost in half, for the upcoming two-year budget cycle. The updated revenue projections represent a significant improvement in Connecticut's fiscal outlook as Governor Ned Lamont prepares to submit his recommended state budget for 2022 and 2023 fiscal years on February 10th. Berkshire Bounty, a nonprofit center for the Berkshires and Berkshire United Way, are teaming up to distribute 1,000 bags of non-perishable food items to celebrate the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Day of Service. Volunteers will distribute one bag of food in your vehicle today between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. at the Boys and Girls Club of Berkshires, located at 16 Melville Street in Pittsfield. Mass and social distancing guidelines will be strictly enforced. Reminder that today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. A Salisbury Sharon transfer station is closed. All town halls are closed also throughout our region today. President Joe Biden's inaugural committee has announced it's hosting a national memorial to remember and honor lives lost to COVID-19. They're asking cities and towns around the country to participate. The memorial will take place at 5:30 in the evening on January 19th, locally at St. Mary's at 1882 Bell, as will St. John's and other local churches. The memorial will include a lighting ceremony at the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool in Washington, D.C. The committee is inviting cities and towns towns across the country to join Washington, D.C. in illuminating buildings and ringing church bells at 5:30 p.m. in a national moment of unity and remembrance. Now, coming up in Salisbury tomorrow at 5 p.m., Planning and Zoning Commission has a special meeting at 5:30. On Wednesday, the track meeting will be held at 5, and at 5:30, the Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission has a meeting. In Cornwall, coming up tomorrow, the Board of Selectmen have their special meeting at 9:30 in the morning. Region 1 Board of Education has a budget subcommittee meeting at 3 o'clock at the Region 1 offices. Now, coming up in Cornwall on Wednesday, the Board of Finance has their regular meeting at 6, Conservation Commission regular meeting at 6:30. In Sharon, coming up this week, the Housing Authority has a meeting coming up tomorrow at 5 p.m. And then on Wednesday at 5:30, the Transfer Station Advisory Committee and the Conservation Commission meets at 6:30 on Wednesday. In Millerton, New York, the regular town board meeting will be held tomorrow at 5:30. The meeting is being held tomorrow due to Martin Luther King Day. It is on Facebook. Town of Sheffield Select Board has a meeting coming up on January 19th. It's a virtual meeting at 7 p.m. Coming up on the 20th in Cornwall, the Board of Education has a meeting at 4:15. There'll be drive-through COVID testing at the North Canaan Town Hall, 100 P Street in North Canaan, coming up on January 21st and 28th from 1 until 4 p.m. No charge, no appointment is necessary. On the 21st in Cornwall, the Board of Finance meets at 7 p.m. On Thursday, the 21st, the Town of Sheffield, Ashley Falls Historic District Commission has a meeting at 4 p.m. via Zoom. Legal notice of the Town of Kent, their annual town meeting will be held via Zoom at 7 p.m. on January 21st. Instructions, of course, for Zoom meetings are all available at town websites. Coming up on January 21st, there is a town board meeting that is being held in Ankrum at 7 p.m. Region 1 Board of Education has a policy subcommittee meeting coming up on Friday at 11 o'clock via Zoom. Diamond Library has a Zoom event, Learning to Listen, Classical Music with Warren Whitaker. It'll be Saturday the 23rd at 4 p.m. Register at huntlibrary.org or on their Facebook page. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 30,814.26, the NASDAQ at 12,998.50, and the S&P 500 at 3768.25. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.